Amen. It's good to be back tonight. I know it's a rainy night and things like that, but I appreciate the good crowd we've got tonight to come out in it and come back and worship the Lord. Amen. In spirit and in truth tonight. Amen. But I appreciate you. Let's remember all these that are sick. Remember Sister Hazel Powell's sister. They had to rush her to the hospital this afternoon and she was unresponsive. And so remember Hazel and them. I know that's where they're at tonight. So remember this family in our prayers. And so many more that's sick and shut in, things like that. Let's be much in prayer for each and every one of them tonight. I wonder if there's any just by the uplift of the hand. Amen. The Lord knows all about it. Amen. God's good, ain't he? Amen. To give us so many blessings, undeserving. Amen. But he's still good. He's still on the throne. And we still serve a God that answers our prayers. All we got to do is call upon him and lean upon him. Amen. Let's just go to meeting tonight. We'll ask everyone to stand. We'll ask ushers to come around and receive our evening tithes and offering. Ask his blessing upon the service today. That's right. Remember Kathy Cole, our tax commissioner here, Lisa's boss, her mother went on to be with the Lord this afternoon. And so remember that family in our prayers today, too. Amen. Let's remember this. Anyone else? If not, we'll ask Ricky, my brother, to lead us while we pray. Let us all.
Oh, woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. God sent Elijah to make his word known. He said, woman, don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even asked him, your help was on the way.
I love the Lord tonight. Thank him for this, another opportunity to be back in his house. Y'all pray for me. I don't know. I'm going to try to get through this song, but this song really means a lot to me, the God on the mountain. I don't care what we're going through. I know everybody is down and out, all this, that, and the other, but, you know, we've got so much to be thankful for. We're here tonight. We're not in the hospital, and we've got so much to be thankful for. So y'all just pray for me that I'd always do what God would have me to do. I know I fail him every day. I fall short every day, but I'm sure trying my little bitty, my best to do what God would have me to do. Life is easy when you're up on a mountain and you've got peace. Thank you.
reach heaven shortly, please.
Oh, please.
Let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for. And I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. Well, you see, He's been so good to me.
Yes, hallelujah.
And when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Well, we got so much. We're blessed.
So much to thank Him for.
Think about all the things He's done for you tonight.
To praise Him for what you see.
He's been good to me.
He's been so good to me.
Has He not to you tonight? Thank God.
And when I think
of what
He's done
and where
He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
Hey, man, will you turn your Bible to the book of Acts, chapter number 1, verse number 1, reading through verse number 5 in Paul's writing. Hey, man, Acts chapter number 1, verse number 1. Hey, man, reading through verse number 5. We can leave already. Say, it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Brother Lonnie Nail with us tonight. I appreciate Brother Lonnie. Amen. His mother-in-law was very influential. A young kid, and I tell you, I'd never forget her. Amen. Teaching us Sunday school and about Jesus Christ. Amen. She didn't know at that time that she had a preacher man in the class. And, you know, thank God. I appreciate the influence. You know, we have more influence on these kids than we think we do tonight. Amen. Amen. You never know, amen, who you're teaching. Could be a teacher, could be a preacher, could be a deacon, could be things like that. You never know how much influence you have on them. That's why it's important, amen, that we do the very best we can to give them God's word, amen, while we got them. All we have them is from 10 to about 10:45, amen, and that's to teach them about Jesus. The world has them all week long, amen, and they hear all this trash and they hear all this stuff. That's why it's so important, amen, for Sunday school, amen, to learn, amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse number 1, reading through verse number 5. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse number 1, He said, the former treaties I have made of Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. And look at the next verse. The Bible said, until the day in which he was taken up after that he through the Holy Ghost had given the commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Amen. Verse number 3. The Bible said, to whom also he had shown alive after his passion, but by many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days, and speaking of the things that pertaining to God. Verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Amen. Which saith he, yea, have heard of me. Verse number 5. Notice what he says. I like this part. And for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how to die, I pray, Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I realize, Lord, that I'm nothing today, but you're everything. And, Lord, there's not any wisdom within me. But, God, I pray, Lord, it has to come from thee. Lord, I pray, God, that you give us the strength to preach one more time. Lord, that I'll be found pleasing to doing thy will. Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And we humbly pray, amen and amen. Now listen, if I had a message that I want to preach on today, I'd never be on this right here. I wait for the promise. Amen. Waiting for the promise. Amen. Listen, Paul, the Lord spoke to Paul and told him, and said, I want you to go down there. Listen, and I want you to wait for the promise. Listen, for the power to be endued from on high. Amen. We know in the book of Acts and in this then time they were waiting on the Holy Ghost. They were waiting on the Holy Spirit to be empowered with it then in the Bible days. We know now, listen, maybe a lot of people may disagree or agree. Listen, now we don't have to wait to be endued with that power. We receive that same Spirit the day we're saved. Amen. Listen, neighbor, and that's what they were having to do. They were waiting for the promise, Brother Dennis, of the Holy Spirit to come. You know, they went, and the Bible said they gathered together in the upper room. Listen, one mind, one accord, and the Holy Ghost ascended. Listen, neighbor, today, that's the same thing that happened to me at Calvary. Listen, the old man passed away, and the Holy Spirit of God moved within my heart. Amen. Listen, they were waiting for the promise. Amen. We know. Listen, we stand firm on the foundation of the promises of God. Neighbor, today, the Word of God, listen, neighbor, today, is filled with promises. Amen. From Genesis to Revelation. And every one of them promises. Listen, Brother Don, it's to deliver us and protect us from whatever we may face today. Listen, I'm glad we can stand on the firm foundation. Listen, of Jesus Christ. I like the promises. I like the Bible said in Exodus chapter number 14 and verse number 14. I like, neighbor, what it says there tonight, talking about the promises of God. I like this. The Bible said, the Lord shall fight for you. Amen. Ain't you glad of that tonight? Boy, what a promise that is. Listen, I don't have to do the fighting. I just give it to God. He said, the Lord shall fight for you and shall hold peace. Neighbor, your peace today. Listen, I like what the Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 29. All these are promises throughout the scripture. The Bible said he the power to the faint. Thank God. You ever just feel like you're about to faint? Neighbor, I have. We're weak-minded. We're weak in spirit. We're weak in body. But God promised us here in the scripture, if we'll wait upon the Lord, he'll give power to the faint and to them that have no might. He not only said he'd give power to them, but Johnny, he said he'd increase their strength. I thank God tonight. Then, my friend, I like what the Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse number 24. I never noticed what he says here. I'm talking about the promises of God. He said, therefore, I say unto you, you desire, when you pray, amen, listen, believe that you receive them, you shall have them. Ain't that good? He said, it will pray and believe in them, and we shall receive them. I listen, I've said this a lot of times. It's one of my old sayings. Amen. Amen. If we pray in doubt, I will do without. Amen. But if we'll pray and believe, we can receive. Why? Because we're just waiting on the promises of God to deliver us and to supply us whatever we stand in need of tonight. Just wait for the promise. Just wait for the promises from Genesis to Revelation. We're just waiting on the promises all throughout the scripture. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on them, counting on them tonight. From Genesis to Revelation. Listen to what he said. The book of Acts was wrote by Luke, the blessed physician. Neighbor, tonight we see here in Acts the gospel is spread. Not only to the Hebrews, but through the Holy Spirit of God, it spread to all the world. Ain't that amazing tonight? Through the Holy Spirit of God, God's word is going to and fro, as seeking whom he may devour. Listen, it goes to the weak, it goes to the poor, it goes from the depths of the world tonight. Through the Holy Spirit, God's word is being proclaimed and being, and we stand upon those promises tonight. Just waiting for the promises. Amen. We have those promises tonight. We have those promises. But here's the problem we have, Brother Lonnie. It's the very beginning of that scripture when he said, wait. Wait for the power to be endued. Wait. That's the hardest thing in the world. We have a problem waiting, don't we? Can I get an amen right there? We're an impatient people. We're an impatient people. You ever caught yourself? Listen, sometimes at work, them guys, well, every morning at work, when I get there, they have coffee made for me. Ain't that good? Amen. Listen, my coffee's ready, but sometimes they cut it off or the prisoners come in and they make that stuff in a key. Amen. And so I'll make some more and it's done got cold and I'll take that coffee, Brother Timmy, and I'll get me a cup of it and I'll put it in the microwave. Amen. Warm that coffee up. But I found myself standing in the front of the microwave saying, you got to hurry, you got to hurry, you got to hurry. I listen to that. We're an impatient people.
Amen.
We're an impatient people. But he said we got to wait upon the Lord. We got to wait upon those promises to be fulfilled. He told him, he said, you go yonder, and you wait. Therefore I send to you what things soever you desire when you pray. If you'll believe that, you shall receive them and you shall have them. But listen, in order to receive the blessings of God, in order to receive the miracles of God, we must learn to wait for the promises. We must learn to wait for the promises of God. Three things tonight that I want to give you very quickly. I'm not going to preach long tonight, maybe an hour, hour and a half. Amen. Listen. Number one tonight, talking about wait for the promises. Waiting for the promise. I tell you what, let's go back to Acts. Will you take me back to Acts and let's go back to 1 and look at 1 through 5 one more time. I want to just read that one more time tonight because I want you to get this before we get into the scripture. Here he sends them. The power of God is going to fall. But he sends them and he tells them, I'm going to send you over there, but you got to wait for it. You got to wait for it. Amen. That'd be like me telling one of my grandkids, Ethan, Kason, or even Gavin, amen, I'm going to give you $100. Man, but you got to wait till this time next year. Boy, they just couldn't do that. Every day they'd see me, they'd say, you still got that $100? Am I still going to get that $100? You still going to give me that $100? Amen. But he sent them here. He said, I want you to go yonder, and I want you to wait for the power. To be endued with the power of God. Let's look at Acts chapter, what I'm reading again tonight. Acts 1 and 1. He said, the former treaties have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. Verse number 2. He said, until the day when she was taken up after that through the Holy Ghost had given the commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Look at verse number 3. To whom he also showed himself alive. And we know that 40-some days. He said to all, whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of the 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Verse number 4. We get stuck. Verse number 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem. But right here's where I got it. Right here's where you can nail it down. He said, I told them to go to Jerusalem. I told them to go over there. Sometimes the Lord tells us to do things, and this is the problem we have. We don't want to wait on him. We don't want to wait on the Lord. Listen, he said, I commanded them they should depart, not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. Wait for the promise of the Father. I'm telling you, there's a better day coming. I'm telling you, if we'll hold on to the gospel plow, we're not yet. I'm telling you, amen, listen, let's don't look behind, but let's look forward unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, listen, what do we need to do tonight, preacher? We need to just wait on the promises of God. I've heard all my life that Jesus is coming back. My daddy preached it. Amen, Brother Lonnie's family, they taught it in Sunday school. I listen, I'm 52 years old nearly. I've heard it all my life that Jesus is coming back, but you can rest assured, you mark her down. I don't know the day or the hour, but I'm telling you, I'm standing on that promise. He said, you know what for me to do? He said, just wait. Just wait. Wait. He is coming back. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next year, maybe next month. But he said, we need to just wait on the Lord. Just wait upon his promises. Look at three things tonight. Number one, we must wait patiently. Didn't I say already that was hard for us to do? Wait patiently. If we'll just wait. I like what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 40, and verse number 31. Isaiah 40 and 31, talking about the patience, waiting patiently for the promise. The Bible said in Isaiah, amen, 40 and 31, he said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord, you got to wait patiently. You got to wait. Wait patiently. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall what? They shall renew their strength. They shall renew their strength. There's a better day coming. There's a stronger day ahead for you and I. But we got to wait patiently. Waiting what, preacher? On the promises of God. We got to wait upon it. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. He said, they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Thank God. How are we going to do that, preacher? We're going to wait upon the Lord. We're going to wait upon the Lord. And when we wait upon the Lord, he promised me that if we wait patiently upon him, if we wait patiently upon that the sounding of what God would do in our lives, if we'll wait patiently upon him, he said, I'll make you stronger. I'll make you stronger. Now, I don't know how, and I don't know where sometimes, but he's always delivered, and he's always right on time. Amen. Wait for the promise. I'm just waiting for the promise. Thank God. I'm waiting for that blessed hope that I have in the Lord Jesus Christ. I love to sing that song, There'll Be a Glad Reunion Day. Amen. I've done got about as many loved ones and friends on the other side as I do over here. I certainly wouldn't be a stranger in Canaan's fair land. Amen. Thank God. And I'm standing on the promises of God that he said we'll meet again in a land that is fairer than day. Now, sometimes I get agitated. Sometimes I get aggravated. Sometimes I don't understand that. I've listened to all he told me. He said, you just put yourself down right there. You anchor yourself down, and you just wait. You just wait. Wait patiently. That's what he said. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up wings of an eagle.
Amen. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thank God there's a better day coming. Ain't you glad? Amen. Look at what the Bible said in the book of James. I know this is a lot of scripture for them. James chapter number 5, verse number 7. Reading through verse number 8. I just want to show you we can stand on the promises, not my promises, but on the promises of the Word of God. Amen. You can't stand on the promises of any politician. You can't stand on the promises of what the world says today. You can't stand on what the government may say today. Things change and situations change and things happen that's beyond my control and your control. I listen to everybody, but one thing you can rest assured, you can stand on the promises of God. And all we got to do, Brother Mike, is just wait patiently on them. Just wait patiently on them. Look at what the Bible said in here in James chapter number 5, reading 7 through verse number 8, talking about waiting on the promises of God. He said, I want you to go. I'm going to endue you with a power that you've never felt before. They'd never experienced the Holy Spirit of God. Never had. Listen, in order for somebody to be healed, they had to go to where Jesus was. Because there was no Trinity in that day. Now we know the Holy Spirit was coming. We know he was coming because he was prophesied throughout the scripture, but they had to wait on him. They had to wait on him. He said patiently. Look at what the Bible said here in James 5, 7 and 8. He said, be patient. Be patient. Therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Be patient. I'm ready to go today, ain't you? But he said, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Look at verse number 8. He said, be you also patient. But listen, he said, be you also patient. Be you also patient. Establish your heart. Establish your heart. Amen. For what, preacher? For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Just be patient. He's coming. Everything's pointing in that direction. Amen. One day after a while, the trumpet will sound. Thank God, I believe that. Those eastern skies are going to split. Amen. And we're going to declare him King of Kings and Lord of Lords forever and ever. I'm standing on that promise. I'm standing. But he said, when we're waiting on these promises, when we're waiting on these promises, we must wait patiently. Just tonight, just sow the seed. Just sow the seed. And let's just wait patiently for the harvest. Sow the seed and then just wait patiently for the harvest. Amen. Have you ever... Listen, you've heard me tell this before. You heard about planting the squash. I went out there, and I was going to plant some hills of squash. And Brother Jim, I planted that squash seed. Well, I thought it should have done come up. So Brother Lonnie, you know what I did? I just went out and planted some more. I just threw them in there, raked it back over. Well, guess what happened? I had too much squash. I had too much squash. Then I had to thin it out. Caused a lot more work, but if I'd have just waited patiently and allowed the Lord to give the rain and the sunshine, the seed that I already sowed, it was going to do what it needed to do. And that's what a lot of times he said, we worry about the end result, and God is saying, all I want you to do is wait patiently on the seed that you've already sowed. Does that make sense? It did when he gave it to me. But wait patiently. It's hard to do. Listen, I'm the world's worst. If I plant a tomato, of course, I don't do any gardening no more. I go to one of the grocery stores, but or depend on some of you. But listen, back when I did do gardening, I go out there and I plant my tomato plant. And listen, the next day I come out and I wanted a big one of them big sandwich type tomatoes already on it. But it don't work that way. Don't work that way. But we got to wait patiently. He said, be also patient. Establish your heart, for the coming of the Lord is drawing nigh. It is drawing nigh. The Bible said it's even at the door. It's even at the door. We got to wait patiently. Look at verse number 8. Verse number 8. Be also patient. That's where we're at. Be also patient. Establish your heart. Establish it. Hey, I'm anchored. I'm anchored in Jesus Christ. And my soul is bearing within Him that where I need to be in the Lord, my relationship is right with Him. Number one, we got to wait for the promise. We'll have to do it waiting patiently. We all want it now, don't we? We really do. We want it. We actually, if we pray a prayer, we wanted it prayed really while we were praying it. Amen. But God don't work that way. Our time and His time are not on the same time schedule. But we must wait patiently. Number two, I know I spend too much time on number one. Not only we must wait patiently, but we must wait prayerfully. We must wait prayerfully. Prayerfully. That word prayerfully means this right here. Means to be devoted. To devoted to what? To praying. To be praying. Wait for His guidance. When we wait prayerfully, this is what we're saying. When we pray prayerfully, we're saying, God, I need You. When we pray prayerfully from the bottom of our heart, we're saying, God, I can't do this, but You can. God, I'm too weak to face this mountain, but You're strong. That's the promises of God that He said it will wait for. But in order to get those blessings, in order to receive the fruit of the vine from that, we got to learn to, when we wait for the promises, not just to wait, but wait patiently, and we got to wait prayerfully. We got to spend some time on our knees and spend some time calling out to the Lord and saying, God, not my will, but Thy will be done. He said we're to pray without ceasing. He also says in the precious scripture, He said the prayer of a righteous man does what? Availeth much. Availeth much. You want to get God's attention, just call His name. Amen. You need help with what you're going through, and listen, and you're getting impatient and things like that, just call upon the Lord and say, Lord, I need help. I believe in Your promises, but God, I just want to call out specifically what I stand in need of tonight. Wait patiently, wait prayerfully. Amen. Saying, God, I need You. I need You. Amen. I need You and not I, not me, but You, God, is what I need tonight. He sent them ahead. He said, listen, I want you to go to Jerusalem, and I want you to wait there. Amen. I want you to wait there. And you can imagine how they felt when they seen Him ascending. Amen. There He goes. Now, He's been everything to them. Surely, if I was standing there, I'd say, well, there goes all my hope. There goes all my, there, you know, what do we got now? But He told them, He said, you Galilean, He said, why are you standing here gazing, looking up? He said, for the same one you see going, will come again. I will come again. And not only will I come again, but He said, I'll receive you unto Me in like manner. We've got that promise. We've got that promise. Now, sometimes we feel defeated. Sometimes we feel discouraged. But what we need to do is just wait. Amen. Just wait. Like I said this morning, we're living in a hurry-up world, a hurry-up society. Wait patiently. Listen, there's people who blow the horn at you 2 seconds after the light doesn't turn green. 2 seconds. You ever had them do you that way? Amen. Or you ever had them just go around you and real fast, and both of you end up at the next red light at the same time? Amen. You want to roll your window down and say, you know what? It cost me less to get here than it did you. That's pretty good, wasn't it? I just thought of that, Matt. But wait patiently. Patiently. Pray patiently tonight. And wait patiently. Wait prayerfully. Then number three. Wait with power. We sung that song, Brother Herman. We've got the power. We've got more power in Christ than we realize we got. Amen. We've got more power with Him than we think we've got tonight. But sometimes the reason we don't use that power is because we're too quick or too busy or just don't see how God can bless this or bless that. He said, wait patiently upon the Lord with the power that God has put within you.
Amen.
We have the power. through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He told the disciples, he said, this same power, this same things you see me doing, he said, I'll give you that same power. I'll give you the same power. It's a promise. It's a promise. Has anybody ever broke a promise to you? Boy, it hurts, though. It hurts your feelings. It hurts your pride. It really does tonight. But you know tonight, God has never broke a promise. He never has. He never broke a promise. From Genesis to Revelations, there's hundreds, probably, I don't know how many exactly. I've read what some people say they've read and those kind of numbers, but I don't know very myself, but I know there's a lot of them in there. There's a lot of them in there. Right, so I told somebody to know. 3,300. Amen. I thought there was 3,299, but I guess. 30. That's a lot of promises. I don't even know how you can remember to keep all of that. I can't even remember what I told you yesterday. One of those promises, he's kept. So I can rest assured, Doris, when he said he's coming back, I don't care what the word is, he's coming. He's coming. And we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ tonight. We're all going to stand there. There's a reckoning day of coming. But listen tonight, wait for the promise. Preacher, what do I do in times like these? Just wait on the promise. Wait on the promise. How do I get through all these days? Just wait patiently. Amen. Wait prayerfully. But most of all tonight, remember to wait powerfully. Pray like it's already going to be answered. Amen. Pray like, Lord, I believe in you. I trust in you. You know the greatest way that I found out that God answered our prayers the quickest? Is use the scripture. Use what he said. Well, that's the way I do it. I say, God, you said that if this, 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 and this, it could be done. Boy, if you use the scripture on him, he's going to give it to us. What we stand in need of, we got to know the scripture first. Don't get them twisted up. But seek God's will. Pray with power. Pray with power. Hold your head up. We're not defeated. We're not going under. Hey, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to stand on the promises. We're going to wait for the promises. We're going to wait patiently. We're going to wait prayerfully. We're going to wait with the power of God. And listen, we will be empowered if we'll wait upon him. Amen. We're going to ask Brother Herman to come with a verse of a song tonight. I don't know your heart or mind. But listen, I thought about that today. Amen. Just wait for the promise. Wait for the promise of what God said he would do. He'll deliver. He'll deliver. Now, he didn't promise us we'd never go through the fiery furnace. And he never promised that we would never face a den of lions. But he did promise us that when we do those things, he would never leave us nor forsake us. And he's not going to do it. We're not forsaken tonight. We're not forsaken. Sometimes we may think we're forsaken, but we're not forsaken. God knows where you are, and he knows what you need. But we got to wait. We got to wait patiently. Stop waiting on that income tax check to come in. Amen. You ever wait on that thing? Amen. Man, I do. I ain't going to tell you no story. Amen. I'll check the mailbox. Amen. I'll go by there. Check still. Well, now it goes direct deposit. Thank God for that. Amen. But you know, used to, you had to wait on it. Amen. You go to the mailbox and say, well, it hadn't come today. Go the next day, it hadn't come today. The next day, Michelle, there it'd be, and you just feel like shouting, woo, praise the Lord. Amen. But you know what? Never one time did you ever say, well, I tell you what, Doris, if that check don't come Monday, I don't want it. If it don't come Monday, they can just keep it. We don't do that. We're going to wait patiently. You know why? Because the end result is worth waiting for. The end result. That's why I don't quit going to church. That's why I still want to keep the fire in line. Why? Because it's not about where I'm at now. It's about the end result. It's about where I'm going to finish up at. That's what makes the difference. Amen. Wait for the promise. Wait for the promise. Let us stand together tonight.
Love you, Craig. Go ahead and cut me off. Just wait upon Him tonight.